You know where you're at.
How dare you?
Oops. Letting that slip. You know where you're at. It's your one-stop shop. For getting lost. It's the Lost Minds Podcast. Cheers. Welcome back to y'all, dude. We're out here, dude. We're taking shots for you. And the people around.
It smells like cucumber.
Fucking A, dude. I never thought we'd be taking shots of wheatgrass, dude.
Dude, yeah. Just like off Grandma's Boy.
That's an underrated show right there.
Tastes just like a cucumber, really.
Yeah.
It's like
a stale cucumber.
Tastes like shh.
It's like, here, we'll just get some, basically ripping shit off that grows on the ground, dude. And then they just squish
dude,
it.
Dude, I bet all that is some guy mowing his fucking yard with dog shit on it. And then just straining it into the fucking cups.
He's just like, it's just straight up.
You just see.
What is that? It looks
white
like
stuff in there.
It would have to be some kind of plant's urine or something. There's a, instead of a fly trap, and it's eating bugs or whatever, it urinates, and then they just cup it and just give it to you.
Milk in a tree, dude.
It does taste like mowed lawn, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they're just grass clippings. They just squish in there, and they say it is. That's the green, that's that green chard right there.
Dude, when you mow a lawn and you, like, take it out with your bare hands, your hands stained green, dude.
I can see that.
Dude, I'm talking like I have the freaking in there. D, dude. Wait, down.
Are you
downs?
Got a touch of the downs?
Okay.
Have you watched the Theo Von?
I do watch Theo Von. He's
did you watch the one where he went to the cooking show?
No.
Oh, my God, dude.
That'd actually be
getting down with Marley and something else.
Yeah, it's
the two.
Really like cooking that.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it was funny.
I'll check that shit out. But, you know, this is the Lost Minds Podcast. If you're wondering where the hell you're at, dude, you know, we like to send you down rabbit holes, dude. So, fucking, do you drink, does juice better than, like, just doing a fucking smoothie? Because what's with all this juice and shit, dude? I mean, this is not the rabbit hole to send down, but just after taking a shot of that, maybe you guys can put it in the comments, too. Because don't you, like, rip away all the shit you need, like the fibers and stuff?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, dude. We'll talk about, you can add this in there. Amish lifestyle or fucking future lifestyle?
Future, bro.
Because, dude, Amish kind of might suck at the same time, but it probably is better for you to, like, live out there.
Talking about, like, cyberpunk future?
Or, like, living out bare minimum, no technology, eating grass, like, you're just ripping something off the ground and nibbling, dude. Just like a fucking
have you
animal.
Seen their haircuts, dude?
Yeah, dude. Like,
dude, that's what you said.
You're,
it's
like,
the life
starting
you're living.
Amish. If you're starting Amish, I think it sucks. But if you're taking your technology that you got going Amish, I think that'd be cool.
No,
you can't do that. You can't merge them together. You're either.
If I can't merge,
you're either a goofy haircut, like mushroom haircut Amish, or you're cyberpunk living in the future. Because
everybody was
enhanced
comparing all the Amish people didn't get sick for COVID, right?
Yeah, stuff like
and all that.
Because they didn't report it. They just buried him under the barns.
Exactly. Or what do you think? I guess it maybe that if you go full technology where the person, like, have you seen those people that are age hacking? They're, like, taking blood from, like, their kids, and then all they do is they eat, like, once a day, and they do, like, drinks like this, and then they fucking,
hours
or they're, like, essentially, like, Liver King, where he's, like, I want to fucking be juiced, and he fucking went worked out, got a, what, $12,000 a month, dude, for getting that ripped body, dude? Next thing
he
you
got
know,
$12,000 a month?
That's how much he paid to fucking on medication to become the fucking.
With roids and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, cheating. But
dude,
it's like
that's
you're
science,
paying
baby.
With your life to get that.
Dude, there's a freaking Olympics
no
coming
science.
Out that's like for that where they can juice as much as they want. It's called that's like dope. The Science League or some shit or Science
I bet
Olympics.
You none of those people will live to 60.
Super
who cares?
League. Not even 55. I'd say 55 and they're.
I wouldn't want to live to 60.
Really?
Yeah, if
you
I'm
to
doing
do great
that,
things
too.
When you're
50. What year will it be if when, by the time we're 60? It'll be 30 years from now. So it'll be what, 2054?
They say that, but I think
you don't want to see 2054, dude.
Not
that'd
if I'm
cool.
in the superhuman league.
Cool.
Fuck that, dude. But I'm gonna be a robot with a big fucking brain.
If you do it right, it probably won't like kill you. You know, you overload it, dude.
Bro,
go crazy on it.
Everything you do has an opposite or positive or something reaction. I'm too stupid to.
Mm-hmm. You watch fucking that one cooking show a little too much, dude.
Yeah, I know how to cook chicken now.
Beer chicken.
Like I feel good.
Beer chicken.
it's funny when I pulled up this one. Let's just say,
that shit was so good, bro. Dude, that's on fire. How are you grabbing it with your bare hands? Look, you got no receptors.
His receptors are down.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, so it's called the Enhanced Games. That's what it is. The enhanced games.
Yeah.
Dude, that's all you get to do. The billionaire bankroll. He says he allows athletes anything, or any type of doping they want. It boosts athletes to dope and to be open with it, honestly, to like, so I guess they can give the regimens and shit. Some guy like becomes like crazy good. He's like, you guys should have taken my milkshake. They bring all the boys to the yard.
It's pretty sick.
Instead of drinking this juice, maybe, dude, because let's take another shot, dude. You boys ready for another one? Dude, sure. It really tastes like fucking grass clippings, dude. Really?
It's not that bad.
It says kale. It's funny, paired with. It has a list of stuff, and then at the bottom it says lemon, kale, spinach, parsley, mint tea. I don't know if it tastes more like that or smells more like that, but is it better to start doing this kind of shit? Because even then, dude, what if your body's into, like, runs off Big Macs, dude?
Have you had a Big Mac lately?
I haven't.
Small Mac.
Are they?
They're Small Macs.
Are they really?
Yeah. Small Macs.
Now. They're probably, like, this big now.
You're lucky if you get the middle bun.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But they're fucking good. Dude, when you're eating it, it's like food cocaine, dude. It's like a White Castle burger.
It's got to be more expensive, or maybe it wasn't, for them to roll it out. Maybe it was easier. They've been waiting to roll that shit out from the factories, dude, and, like,
maybe, dude, make the them chickens smaller. Are getting smaller.
Like, wouldn't you have to redesign the machines?
No, you just put less meat in them.
To patty them out, yeah.
Or you weigh it out. You just tighten the little thing that prints out the patties and just tighten it a little bit.
Close it.
And it's like...
Fucking Bidenomics, dude.
Dude, but they're so good, though. I hate eating them, but sometimes you got to. The only thing that scares me away from it is the homeless. Because they sit around there like fish waiting around like a rock. You know what I mean? To get something.
On a cruise ship.
Yeah.
They're more like a whale, just like fucking sucking on it, like eating the brine off it. They're just licking the grease off the building. They're like, the snozzberries taste like snozzberries. Like, I fucking believe you, dude.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
But really, it's just like...
That's a lot of protein, dude. If you were a homeless man, I'd lick the grease off the cheers fucking side the of hustle, the building.
See, cheers. Cheers.
I like how you cut even on your fucking...
Okay, fine.
Healthy shot, dude. He takes a half a shot even dude, on
it's
the healthy.
It's hard to get just right, dude. If I spill...
That was good, dude. That was very cucumber. It's very earthy. Yeah. It needs salt, dude.
I need salt bait for sure.
It really does, huh? It'd be normal.
Yeah. I think if you, what are they, tequila? Kool-Aid? Which one does it where you dip it, like the top in salt? Tequila. No, it's a. Huh? Is it tequila?
Margarita.
Margarita. Kind of like margarita. If you dip the rim into some crystal salt. Boom, dude.
Some tapatio, dude. Or some
on your freaking hand.
Oh, on your
that might be pretty good, dude.
Or do you got to be like, did you watch the boxing thing last night with Ryan Garcia? And was it Devin Hanley or whatever? Well, the guy dude fucking chugged a beer before weighing, dude. I think he missed weight or whatever anyways, but like it's kind of funny, dude, because it just cracks me up. It's like, dude, yeah, you want to drink juice, dude? Or you
it
do
makes
that,
sense,
dude?
Though, because if you see his picture before his last fight with, what's his name? Devontae.
Oh, yeah. He looked like a fucking skeleton and shit. Yeah.
Versus this one. Mm-hmm. He looked healthy, actually.
I seen that picture. That was wild.
Yeah.
It was way different, too. And, like, in the boxing, it was like, yeah, dude, it looked like a shell. Like, it is funny, dude. I think that has to be so bad for you.
Yeah.
There's got to be some kind of thing where they could check, like, the moisture in your brain and be like, you can't. That's the thing that should tell people not to be like, oh, you're overweight. They should have a minimum weight. Because I bet there's got to be some shit like, yo, you need at least this much weight on your body.
Yeah.
Because your brain, like, needs that much water and fats to,
but
like, survive.
But also, it's their life, dude.
Like, it's true, huh,
can't
dude?
Can't tell them what to do.
Someone's just, like, straight up, I want to... Some people fucking run like crazy, dude. And
yeah, Brick's
all they do
like,
is, like, eat oatmeal. And they just, like, live life.
And Brick's like, no, dude, we're going to do this thing where everybody can use steroids. It'll be great. And then he's like, I think everybody should drink more water.
I come in, I'll come
it's
in like, looking
which
like...
Which side do you want to be on, dude?
Oh, you got to drink water if you're taking steroids, dude. How are you going to get the pills down? Yeah. I'll come in like Jack...
I think you inject them.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe, I don't know, dude. I'll come in like... Either way, I'll come in like Jack Stewie, dude. He comes in, dude, when he's like fucking ripped, dude. Mm-hmm. That'd be me, dude.
Where you going?
What you guys... What you boys up to?
Brick walks in. If anybody likes what they see, whistle. Or
keep
what
on
does he
walking.
Say?
He's like, or he's like, yeah, speak up. If not, I'm going to keep on walking. Let's see, I'll put Jack Stewie...
If you like what you see, whistle.
There it is, dude. Jack Stewie, dude. There he is. Oh, man. He even gets fucking tattoos, dude.
Yeah, dude. He's badass.
That's the way you got to be, dude. For everybody at home, go ahead and put Jack Stewie in. People will think you're totally normal. Or'd you hit him with that P. Diddy, dude? Have you been, see, that was the other thing part of that, too. So everyone's like, he's hitting up the P. Diddy handler because...
Who?
That Ryan Garcia guy, too, because even he was doing his post-fight speech and stuff talking about... even before he talked about a bunch of Bohemian Rhapsody, mm-hmm. a bunch of Bohemian Grove stuff and all this kind of stuff, and he was into, like, conspiracy talk. And afterwards, he said the same stuff. He's like, I'm trying to save the children out here, dude. Everyone else is worrying about bullshit or whatever. I guess I could even play the speech, dude.
I don't know. I think we'll get, what is it called, flagged?
Would we, though, at this point? I mean,
what do they call when you...
Hey, that's a good
copyright.
Thing. If you just talk over it, right, is that how commentators work, dude?
I don't think that's how it works, dude. As long as it's playing, even music. If you're playing music in the back, but you're talking over it, you can get copyright flagged, copyright striked. And then we lose all of our freaking income, all of our millions of dollars.
Should we see how this works?
All of it.
Not all of it, just some of our millions of dollars.
It's Admir's portion.
Whoa. Yeah. And how am I supposed to buy steroids?
You did it. Jesus Christ, can you hear him?
That was weird. What the fuck?
That was Muhammad Ali. You sucking shit. They're trying to say, or maybe they're trying to compare him to the Muhammad
Ali. What year
Ali.
Is this?
Oh my gosh.
This was yesterday. They're showing Muhammad Ali. They're just going back and forth.
Oh, I was like, dude, that's. I feel like.
I was trying not to play at all, I guess, but he, you know. He's like, ended up doing pretty good, knocking the dude down. I thought he knocked him out, honestly, but they kept going. But yeah, he was like, kept being like, he would do beforehand, dude. He was just doing weird ass shit, too. Everyone, you would think he has like CTE or like brain damage.
I think
the way he acts.
It's like kind of crazy that you think that's what the human brain does when it gets punched a lot. Dude, it just like basically becomes calcified.
Well, I think people just start like losing their, not their touch on like their it's almost.
Like, but what their CTE sense of reality. Is though, it's like your brain hardening essentially. So your neurons are like shutting down.
Yeah.
So like the more you get hit, your brain, it's kind of like scabbing. So your brain like scabs over essentially. And you think, that's its defense almost to being hit is to get worse over time.
Oh yeah. I think
it's kind of weird.
Like numb to it in a sense.
It's like, imagine if every time what are they called? Calluses on your hands. The more calluses you got, the less you could use your hands.
Yeah.
Like that it's just so counterintuitive. It's like I'm using my hands to, you know, do some heavy lifting, they should get stronger, but they get worse. It's kind of like with your brain, it's getting punched.
Yeah, they don't get worse, though. They get stronger.
But your brain, I'm talking about your brain, like the more you get punched, you get CTE, and then you get dumber, and then like you become basically unable to function anymore.
Certain things.
It's
I
just
guess
weird
you,
that that's the
muscles get happens. Stronger. That's what's funny, thinking about that, because like muscles get stronger.
But your
like
brain
if you're saying,
doesn't.
If you were doing like typing on a keyboard, yeah, you're like, hell yeah, you're going to have buff-ass little fingers and shit, and now you get carpal tunnel. It's like,
but
it's
that's
like, what the hell?
Isn't that technically
that's
like, from the
that's straight up CTE right there, dude.
Isn't that technically the tendon that's in here?
Mm-hmm.
It gets so strong that it like tightens down and it binds all your vessels and shit. That's why they just go in there and they cut it. So they cut that and it gets rid of it. Because if you look up the procedure to get rid of carpal tunnel or whatever the fuck it's called, there's a band, a tendon band that runs. Basically through your hand like this.
Isn't there
and
like nerve damage after that?
If it gets tightened too much and it stays tightened, then you get nerve like damage. But it's weird that band of tendons, like after using it so much and it gets stronger and stronger, it gets tightened.
I don't believe
tightened,
you,
tightened.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm going to need a honestly. Doctor in here, dude.
I am a doctor, dude. Haven't you all seen my doctorate? It's on my only doctor fans, dude.
You know, because that's what we give you here at the Lost Minds podcast. That's a rabbit hole, dude. You guys can Google it yourself.
I don't believe you, dude. I think carpal tunnel...
Is it, dude? I don't
just
even know.
Just another
tunnel is,
where
dude.
Some people.
Why is it called carpal tunnel? Because all of the rest of your tendons run through it. So when they cut it, all they do is they just slit it open, and then all your tendons are free to move around.
If it was that easy of a procedure.
It is that easy of a procedure. You have a slit like this big on your hand. They can do it in 15 minutes, and they can just
people
slit
wouldn't have
shut
carpal
the hell
tunnel.
Up. Is it really?
It is, dude. Google that shit.
No, dude. There's more to it for sure.
No way. And you can actually fix it by stretching that band. Instead of letting it get too big, you can freaking stretch it out. Oh, baby. Stretch it out.
It might be. It says, so it might be some truth to this.
Dude,
let's
I'm
see.
Telling you, man.
It doesn't say anything that you say, though. But close.
It's very it, close. Dude.
I mean, there's some I words mean. That are similar. Is by the, I mean, he used them words, dude. freaking, like, carpal tunnels. That'd be so funny. Dude, you, like, have somebody say some shit. It's completely different. And you're like, see? Though, dude, I used all those words. It was pretty damn close, though. It said, carpal tunnel syndrome is caused by pressure on the median nerve. The median nerve runs through the runs from the forearm through a passageway in the wrist known as the carpal tunnel.
You're welcome.
I'm not, I did not have no, any issues, dude, with that. Like, play it back and shit like that. I don't believe you. It's like,
don't believe you.
Still don't believe him, dude.
That is interesting, dude. What if you just fucking...
Look up carpal tunnel surgery.
How do you work that sucker out, dude?
You just gotta stretch it out. You gotta stretch out the tunnel. You gotta stick something big in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mayo Clinic says it can often be caused by obesity.
Sheesh.
So if you have too fat of hands, maybe.
Fat wrists.
Mm-hmm. But I just got thick thighs. Thick thighs save lives.
Makes perfect sense.
Interesting, dude. All the doctors, go ahead, weigh in, write that shit down, put that shit in the comments, dude. What do you guys think about that shit?
I mean, I got cures for gays.
It's the Ask the People's podcast, dude. Mm-hmm. Hey, go ahead and, dude, put it in there, dude. We may or may not look at it. But, you know, your opinion is valid, dude.
When's the last time you looked at the comment section?
Your opinion is valid.
I read every comment.
That'd be kind of funny. You never know, though. That could be like...
Except for you, Lizard Man 376, you're a piece of shit.
They could go in on the Diddy thing, because that's what the Ryan Garcia guy was saying at the beginning, dude. Where he was like, they showed me a video of me getting freaking...
Diddled?
Rapade in the freaking Bohemian Forest, is what he kept saying, and shit like that. But that's how they were supposedly...
By the elites?
By some people, randomly, as a baby. Is he was saying, but
at what?
As a baby, yeah, that's what he said. He said there was a video of what. That's what he's seen there. That's why everyone's like, he's losing his mind. But he was also signed something where he's like, I won't do any drugs or nothing like that before the fight and shit like that. But he's still wild. He was like wilding out, but he won. So hey, fuck it, right? But that's the part that's kind of crazy though too, because the Diddy thing is that supposedly that's how he also blackmailed a bunch of people. There was somebody in, I can't remember what kind of, there's like a podcast that were talking about it, but. He was saying that's how he blackmails them, is essentially he would freaking take a dude to a party and shit like that and drug him, and then a bunch of the dudes would go to town on him, dude, and freaking one of them trains, dude. And then freaking next thing you know, the guy would be at a deal, you know, be sitting there and be like sitting at the table. This is what the guy's saying. And they slide a deal across the table to him, and the guy's like, hell no, I ain't taking that deal. I'm fucking young, up and coming, number one rap star in the game, dude. Why would I take that deal? And then freaking turn the TV on of him getting... freaking trained by all of these people that were in the office, essentially. And then be like, because we'll tell them all about you, all this kind of shit. And then they just take the deals. And then they start becoming like a slave to the certain things or whatever.
But you think somebody would be like, do it. That's just proof you guys fucking raped me.
Oh, in there? Yeah. And they'd be like,
and be like, do it. Fucking do it, motherfucker. I'll take all of you to prison.
That's what the one guy that is actually kind of like outing Diddy. That's what he's saying. Because he has the tapes, though. Because he was friends with him, I think. Or like became kind of friends. And the same thing kind of happened. But I think he has some with him. But the FBI raided that shit. So they might have got some. Who knows, dude? Maybe we'll find out.
You think they're on the good side, dude?
Nah, dude. Yeah, that's the thing. There's all like.
The fibs?
Mm-hmm. Same way they got Ghislaine, right?
Yeah, dude.
She's in jail. Nobody else who... Yeah, was she trafficking kids, too?
Yeah, she's arrested.
Nobody?
Hey, it's still a work in progress. It's like...
Okay.
It's no case, no anything against it. It's like...
Yeah, you know what they say? The wheel of justice...
is always turning.
It moves slowly.
Is that what they say?
But it eventually gets around. It's kind of like the sun around the Milky Way galaxy. It doesn't look like it's moving.
Yeah.
But in about a million years,
it'll be maybe about it'll here. Be back around.
Uh-huh.
It is interesting to think about like that shit, because it reminds me of like Sam Tripoli has a funny joke like that. Where he wasn't really like joking. He was like thinking, he's like, man, I remember the first time a girl told me about the Harvey Weinstein thing, where she's like, oh, I had a guy do that to me in a club. He was like, oh, you want to get a spot? You got to suck my dick or whatever. And she was like, ew, no, hell no. And like left or whatever, apparently. And he was like, and then what he said to her, he's like, well, I was like looking at her. I'm like, what the hell? No one's ever asked me to suck a dick for a spot, dude. And he's like, I just get shunned and I'm out of there. Dude. He's like, I never even get the option to suck a dick.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl's like, duh, that's not the point or whatever. He's like, guy's a gross person or whatever. And he's like, shit, back in the day, trying to get a spot. It's kind of funny. I was like, that shit's kind of fucking wild, dude.
But it's one of those things where you can look back on it because it's never happened to him. But if it did, he might be different.
Well, it's
like maybe, those, no, maybe Sam would have done it. He would have been, fuck it.
It reminds me of a George Carlin thing, too, where they're like, it's a big club and you're not in it. And it's like one of those things. If you look at, dude, people in Hollywood, a lot of them are fucking weird as fuck, dude. Yep. That's why a lot of people are like, oh, I wish I was famous and shit. Yeah, you got to be weird as fuck to get there, probably, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Or you probably see all the people losing their mind. Why are they crazy? Probably because they couldn't fucking...
handle it
drink
anymore.
The blood, dude. They couldn't, didn't let Lady
Dude, what if that shit is real? Like, what if they actually are vampires and they're, like, drinking blood and shit?
What if?
They're doing it for different reasons.
Dude, you never... There's people
No, I'm saying, blood. Like, actual vampires. Like, they're actually eating blood.
Megan Fox and them drink each other's blood, dude.
That's kind of hot.
He's like, well, Megan Fox, we can drink blood together. Hey. If you're into it, dude, the one you like Romeo, blood, and your Romeo and Juliet, that's a normal thing, right? A cup of each other's blood.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, fuck this green juice, dude. A shot of the blood, dude.
Yeah. It won't stop.
Yeah, it can't stop, won't stop. She's like, whoopsie, dude.
You gotta be in love, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
That's real love, dude. Do a blood pack. Love. That's how you can do your real wedding blood marriage thing, dude. Just
That'd be actually kind of cool.
In front of everybody, your whole family.
Like, what is going on, dude?
And they'll have balloons
covered in
filled
blood.
With blood. Ooh, they'll pop, drench everybody
in blood.
Blood is ceremony.
This is a blood fucking quark. Everyone would be like,
dude. Everybody would be screaming. And then there would be like a, what is it called? A pentagram drawn in the ground.
Or a bunch of,
kind of like in, is it Blade?
Yeah,
where, like, the guy, like, cuts his hand or whatever, and it's, like, follows the fucking thing all the way around it.
Yeah, because it fills up, and then it, like, starts it up or whatever, like, yeah,
and
drain.
And he comes back to life.
You'll just get him there, dude, and they'll, at the same time, after all that kind of shit, you'll just either hand it out to him or they'll already have it, like, little bracelets with, like, Freemason pendants and shit. Every base is covered, dude. You'll give him maybe each one for each religion and shit, just in case, dude. It's a red heifer. You're hitting it all, dude. He's just getting it all, dude.
Hey. They'll even have a fucking lucky rabbit's foot.
That's better, dude.
You're and like, they'll have the accompanying, spot. Yep.
You got the plate of spaghetti for the spaghetti monster. You're like, fucking every one of them. Mm-hmm. I think that's the newest religion, huh? That'd the spaghetti dope. Monster.
Spaghetti monster, yeah. Dude. Who's the one, the fucking big one, with like squid face? Or the octopus head?
Cthulhu.
I'll have him there, too.
Oh, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, we gotta be like girls. This is like a girl. Imagine this.
It'd be madness.
A girl topic would be like, they've talked about it. How do you envision your wedding? How do you plan your wedding? Have you ever thought about that?
Have I thought about it?
When I thought about it, I thought about food.
What kind of food?
I was like, I wonder if I'll be having people over for like food part, because the food is like the
main. You'd be
part.
Having people for food?
Yeah, dude. Have you ever, no lay, having the people lay down and people eat off them and shit.
Oh, that
put your freaking
I like that.
Put your brothers all on like a table with like a dude.
It's your family.
Yeah, dude. Eating off the freaking jock, dude.
Where's Denny at? He's at the table.
He's on the feet end, dude. It's like, dude, I didn't know, dude. Got the fed.
Ooh,
the
holding sushi there, between your toes.
Oh, yeah, got, ooh, there.
And it's all end. Tuna. Mm-hmm. That's getting wild, bro. Yeah. Mine was bad, but yours.
It's like, hey, that's the way to go.
It's badder.
Hey, that's one way. I watched fucking, I guess we talk it on here, but we watched the freaking, your recommendation.
Solar
Eclipse? The Fallout.
Mm-hmm.
The Fallout, dude.
You're excited about it? What was your favorite part?
Did you enjoy it out of 10?
I was going to say maybe 6 or 7 out of 10, dude.
Damn, that's a tough critic right there.
I went down a little bit lower on it.
What's a 10 out of 10 for you in shows?
TV shows?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I haven't watched a 10 out of 10 TV show since
I bet
like,
you're
going to
say Brokeback.
That's a movie, though. That's a freaking 8 or 9. That's a good one, dude. I like those.
Beavis and Butthead?
I mean, like, as, like, class, like, 10 out of 10s, of course, like, South Park, Family Guy, like, those kind of things. But back in the day, I used to, like, have you seen Rescue Me? I used to think that was a badass show. Rescue Me was cool. Rescue Me. I mean,
like
early
Mash?
Walking Dead.
Rescue
that first
Me, dude?
In.
Like, the firefighter one?
The firefighter one, yeah.
Oh,
that show was
man.
Fucking badass, dude. Dude, I was like 12 years old. I'm like, this show, dude.
Shit.
Dude. Was it Larry David? He cracked me up, dude. One point, he was like, I remember he was trying to chase down these people and shit. It was like, or one of his girlfriends, he like ran out on him or some shit. And he's having this taxi cab drive him. And then the guy, like, he doesn't get there and shit. And he's like, it's all right, dude. And he's like, I've always wanted to talk to someone like you about your religion and shit. He's like, what's with your virgins? He's like, why wouldn't you just like get like 72 like sluts, dude? Some girls that know some shit. Some girls that, you know, could take care of you. The guy's like, what? He's like, after like they're like chasing the dude down and shit like that. It's funny. He's like, get the fuck out, get the fuck out. But he's like, for real, dude. He's like, come on. He's like, yo. He's like, don't you like? He's like, you should ask him for prostitutes and shit. He's like, you're calling my religion full of prostitutes or whatever. But that shit, I remember I was just at the time, because that shit was that and like Curb Your Enthusiasm and those kind of shows. I was like, whoa, this was kind of, because you see like Seinfeld and shit, you know, but watching on my HBO and that kind of shit was fun. The Uncensored, I was like, I knew this was a fucking option. You know, I knew that shit was out there. So that was kind of why I liked those kind of shows. But I mean, yeah, early Walking Dead was fun, dude. Just when the first seasons were coming out, it was kind of fun. And I mean, even Game of Thrones, I liked the first part of the seasons, hated the back part of the seasons. The only thing I didn't like about the Fallout was the time on it. Is like, they could have compressed that shit, dude. I almost feel like they could make a movie out of it.
Blasphemy.
I feel like it was
blasphemy.
Like,
maybe,
dude, I ended up watching it, and even I did watch it was because
that's
it
such an old guy like thing to say, dude.
Yeah,
like,
make a movie, dude.
Episodes were way too long. Summarize it. Give it to me in a small package.
It was kind of like, I was almost like, today, Junior, fucking pissed to get off the pot. You know what I mean?
You're starting to get the new mindset, oh, of like, yeah, the 30-second clips.
The 15 seconds, yeah.
You got to take yourself back, bro. Take a seat in the back.
I just think they don't, I mean, they could have filled it up a little bit more. And that's what I was like wondering.
TikToks?
I was going to ask, that's what I was going to ask you about it, because we talked about it a little bit, but it was like, I felt like I was missing all the innuendos. So I was like, all the stuff in between, like the whole supermarket thing, and then the whole just kind of like, I guess the characters, I didn't know anything about them or whatever, but like the whole things that were spray painted out, the thumbs up guy, all that kind of shit. I didn't know like the mystique behind it or nothing. So I was like, shit, okay. So when it was getting to certain parts about it, it was just kind of like, especially when the way they're hopping between them, it was fucking dragging.
Don't you think it
would have
made
dude.
A lot less sense if it was shorter? Because then you'd be sense. Like, wait a second, why the fuck?
They did kind of explain the Pip-Boy. It's the logo, the guy putting up his hand, like thumb, because he was a main, he was like the
main vault guy.
Not necessarily that he was a main vault guy, but he was like, at that time and period in that world, he was the actor that everybody liked. So his spokesman. Thumbs up was like, yeah, the spokesman. So they used that as like the thumbs up Pip-Boy, because that was the thing. So the whole thing was created around that character. Kind of like if, what's his bucket? Like Johnny Depp was our guy or whatever. And everybody, and he was like super famous at that
Johnny
point.
Johnny Depp is our guy, dude.
Oh, in there. Well, that was like the thing, dude. So like that was cool. So you see them in there. But like every time they'd cut back, it was like them arguing about trying to get into a good vault. And like, we get it. They're like segregating the vaults. Okay. Yeah. So we're in there. And so their arguments kept having the same argument. Like, I get it. The vaults are segregated. Come on. You know, like I'm ready. Like I was like trying to go.
You got to kind of build it up to make it so this one guy who's been alive for over 200 years still has this fucking grudge.
Yeah.
And instead of like doing it, they have him walk the desert, you know, and then they're like drinking. That's what I mean.
But he doesn't
get out of this. No. And they keep walking. And
he's
so
not
like,
in on where the good vaults are or what the stuff is. He's just trying to figure it out. And it's taking him 200 years to figure out this like government conspiracy thing.
Yeah.
Oh, in there.
But yeah. He's just a regular dude who's surviving for hundreds of years trying to figure this shit out. And the desert or the wasteland has turned him into a ghoul, essentially. And he's a fucking grumpy old man.
So it is 200 years for sure then.
More than 200 years.
That's the thing I didn't understand either, is like the time. I feel like a year is probably half a year now.
Yeah, that's what I was like thinking. I was like, honestly, dude, the way it sounded, and I thought that was going
to
be played.
There's too many people that are alive for way too long.
And yeah, everybody's periods of time when they talk to each other is off. So that's what I thought they were going to play that way more. Yeah. So like, especially when the girl was telling him like, oh, it's way more. And the guy's like, no, I've survived it. And he's supposed to be like, what, 20 years old? And they're trying to tell you it's 200 years, but then she's like 20 years old and she's like a first generation kid, essentially, you know, because the vaults are barely happening and shit. Yeah. So like, it's 200 years. It's like,
well,
shit.
Well,
I mean,
no, in her vault,
showed it.
So in her vault, she's lied to because her father was part of management.
Yeah, for the... Well, should we spoilers? I guess, well, spoiler, huh? Should we even talk...
Yeah, fuck them.
The management part of that? Because that was... You know, I like that part. I wish they would have... Honestly, especially they wouldn't have stopped. I wish they would have squished it more in, you know? I think there's, like, that middle ground where, like... where you go too fast, where you get, like, that... Game of Thrones is like a good example where mm-hmm. you're first coming on and you got good character development when they run away and you're showing them. And so each one's kind of doing their own thing. So the way they're coming up, how they're becoming working.
Ned Stark.
Yeah, doing their own professional thing or whatever. And then the very last season was kind of shitty because, you know, you have the, what, five seasons of the whole Winter Walkers and all that bullshit. And then literally like one fight and it's like over.
Pretty dope fight though, dude.
It was all in darkness. You barely see like half of it. I'm like, this is weird as shit, dude. Yeah, I know how you're like, I do all my best work in the dark.
With his eyes open.
I do all my best work.
Dude, I could barely see what was going on.
It was just weird, dude. I liked it. The dragons were like, all right, I guess. But, and then she went like crazy and just, I don't know. They were kind of like, wrap it up. That's what I felt like in a sense. Mm-hmm. And the one with, like, with Fah and stuff, I felt like they were kind of leading it on and stuff, where they didn't do, I'll say another 10 out of 10 is Breaking Bad, dude. I feel like that's a really good one.
Yeah, Breaking Bad is 10 out of 10, except I was watching a bunch of people bitching about how Jesse screwed his family over. Like, he did the fucking, he murdered people in his house, he had a meth lab in his house, and then he undersold his parents. For the house.
As when he first...
Because he did all that shit to it, and then he undersold his parents because he was a druggie, and he screwed his two parents out of a house.
Oh, dude, that's what I always thought about that. Yeah, it was like a nightmare kid. They're like, this motherfucker won't leave, dude. They're like, how is he getting money? How is he doing this shit, you know? Imagine it, like, fucking somebody we know's sister, like, just doing that shit. You're like, damn, what the hell? You're like, how are they doing that?
But it's different if you're making money.
But that's what I liked about it, and that's what I like about, like, with the character development on, because, or what's the other one, too, where it was basically just a handful of kids trying to get out of a high school, the freaking...
Stranger Things?
No, that Korean one where they're, like, everybody's dead or something, I think it is, mm-hmm. where it's like, they're all zombies kind of thing going in the school, and it's kind of interesting, the one with...
A lot of those are like that, everybody's stuck in a building.
Mm-hmm. And those are fun, though, because, like... Yeah, oh, that's in the moment, you're like, just do this, and, like... Yeah, you have all the time to think about it, but if you're in that moment, getting chased by fucking zombies and shit.
It'd be interesting. I did notice that with Korean movies, though, after a minute, it was like every movie uses that same kind of hallway.
At least they don't have, like, a stupid love interest, though, like,
in American shows.
I just, like...
But not, like, as hardcore, like, where it's set up around it, where it's like, I'll never leave Benny.
And they both die together in an elevator.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's more like, oh, I thought she was cute. No, she's a zombie.
Oh, yeah. I'll
go tell her father.
I will say it was entertaining though, in a sense, so it was fun. Like
they spent some fucking money on it, huh?
Mm-hmm. I thought they did like a good job on that kind of stuff. The only thing I guess I wish they would have given more information on stuff, like just kind of overload you with all kinds of stuff, instead of kind of leaving it on stuff with like the innuendos and stuff, like even with those talking about the stim packs and the way they would, because it like. I like the cinematography of stuff, and that was stuff I was like, what the heck? So all of a sudden, they'd be like, supermarket, and they'd walk in, and I'm like, okay, what's a supermarket? They'd zoom in on stuff. All of a sudden, the thing, we open up a thing, and then it'd be zoom in on the little dirty stim pack thing, and they put it in, and you're like, okay, well, it's healing. And there were certain things that were highlighting and shit, like even when she came out, and she had all the armor and shit on and shit, and they're like, showing her stuff. I was like, they're highlighting it for a reason, so I know it means something,
mm-hmm.
but I was like, what the fuck's it mean, dude?
Like an upgrade of sorts?
Yeah, and so I was like, I did feel a little, like, fucking left out of the thing, so maybe I should have maybe gotten more into it.
But you knew it was based on a video game, right?
Yeah.
So was your mind like, oh, sense. It's kind of like a video game where they're getting, like, armor, and it's, like, upgrading them, or they're getting stuff, and it's upgrading it?
Oh, in that sense, no. There were certain things where I'm like, okay, they needed to get, like... You know, I don't feel like they, in that sense where they played it, I feel like they kind of tried to hijack the story in a sense, but I do feel like they tried to give the action, I guess. I don't know. I feel like when they make those movies, they just hijack the story. Even though the game, they like, I feel
games make good stories. What do you mean by hijack?
They just take it instead of, where the gameplay, they have to kind of create you, that area where you actually play it, where somebody sees the game after they made a pretty good story and shit, and they're like, dude. So we like this, dude. We're going to make this version of it.
No, apparently what I've heard is they stuck to it really truthfully.
That's not what I heard.
But there's no game that's based around the same time of the show, right?
Yes.
Like it's further out.
No. There's multiple games, and the show is based in between where the games are. So like, so you do play in Sandy Shores in some of the games.
Okay.
But the vault, so like Vault 33, I don't think you play with Vault 33 or in Vault 33. Like the vaults they play in is like 101. 77, I think. I'm not 100% sure what vault numbers.
I wish they'd do a TV show of like Time Splinters or something. That'd be cool. Cause you could do anything you want with that.
Time Splinters. Yeah, oh, remember that game? That's a fucking classic, dude.
You hop in the body of like a thing. I love that game. That was a good game. Maybe I'm crazy. Like, I guess you guys got it too. That's a good idea. Give me a couple 10 out of 10 TV shows, and then I guess what do you think about it?
Squid Games was a good one.
Oh, that's another good 10 out of 10. Yeah, good call.
Squid Games.
That was a really good one, right? Yeah, because it was the way they even did it suspenseful-wise. And
they should do a real-life Squid Games, but in North Korea. And winner gets paid a ton of money, and they can just go anywhere in the world they want.
They kind
of
did a one just called Squid Games, the real-life one here, remember? And all those people were bitching about
it. No, I'm talking about, like, in North Korea, like, people actually die and stuff.
I'm sure there's something like that, like that one movie.
You should pitch it to him, dude, over there. Fucking tell him, dude.
And we can pay him taxes or something.
Film it. It'll be like, have you watched I'll shout out a TV show, Black Mirror. I like Black Mirror because it's like different each one. But one of the episodes is the blackmail one where the kid gets caught doing some shit online. And so they end up sending him to go, he have to go do this. Mm-hmm. And since he ends up robbing a bank. And then to the very last thing, it becomes basically a death match. They have to fight to the death and shit between a bunch of people. Imagine they did that shit, dude. And all of a sudden they fucking make everyone get together, dude. Dun,
dun, dun. A Black Mirror episode?
That's one of the Black Mirror episodes, dude. Shoot them out. That's I like that. I'll give them out of 10. I'll give it a 9 out of 10, dude, because some other episodes are trash, dude.
Yeah.
Some of them are so boring. Like, a couple of the first ones, that's why I hate when people are like, I watched a couple of the first ones. I'm like, fuck. Let me get you to some good ones, dude.
Yeah, you got to get to episode 7.
Honestly, it's better to start with the first episodes of season 2 because they're a little bit more dynamic. But,
yeah.
Yeah. But,
fuck, dude, I don't know. What do
you
think?
What'd you get? I guess, how far are you into it?
I'm on episode 7, I think.
Okay, what do you vote for it? You think it's good? Or
I like it. I think it's for a video game show.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I guess what other ones are there? Are there any other video game shows?
Like Resident Evil.
Oh, I see. That's like a movie, dude. I'm talking about speed that up. You know what I mean?
Come on, movies. Yeah, but those get wild, dude.
They could easily make a TV show out of that.
Yeah. We do need a new zombie movie. Show.
Isn't there like 7 Resident Evil games?
There's like a lot.
It's funny how he's bitch about that shit, like always being like, they fucking recycling the same shit. Mm-hmm. It was like cleaning up the NES and shit like that. Got like fucking Frogger 4 and shit. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, how many
Froggers? It's like fucking, like, they're pumping them out, dude. Just on the NES, and there's probably like people looking at the Atari like, dude, there's fucking Frogger 8, dude. What are you talking about? I was like, oh, that's kind of funny.
I liked Left 4 Dead to like season 3, and then after that, it started getting a little wild, like a little boring.
Left 4 Dead or Walking Dead?
Walking Dead, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, after Glenn died, I was done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was out with all that whole shit. And then
after Glenn survived, right, because he was supposedly died.
Oh yeah. underneath that trash can,
like,
or something.
He's like, yeah, but I'm still here, and then I was just like, nah.
Yeah, and then freaking, it was interesting, yeah, to kind of like get you out of it and stuff like that. Yeah. But
stupid.
I don't know. I think it's probably hard. All these people are listening are probably like, you write a fucking TV show. Yeah, I'm not saying it's fucking easy, but I'm saying, dude, if you want to get paid big bucks, it's got to be like, you think it would be crazy. I feel like this shit's slipping through the cracks now.
Dude, I bet we can come up with a good show.
Honestly, I feel like it's like people's,
if
like,
we like locked ourselves in a room with water, a bucket, and some ramen noodles.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I bet we can come up with a good show.
Some ramen noodles? Hell yeah, dude. Again, you probably put AI, dude, play a couple of our episodes. It'll, like, listen to them, dude. It could probably steal a bunch of the ideas off it and create some shit, dude. Because sometimes, dude, I feel like it is, like, some kind of either, like, executive son who's like, I brought something for you. It's like, okay, we'll do this fucking Big Bang Theory and shit. And the next thing you know.
Big Bang.
Dude, for me, 10 out of 10.
Crazy.
X-Files, bro.
Nah, dude.
That's a classic one, too. Dude, yeah, I'll say 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10, for memories. Because there's shows people like. So good.
I loved everything about it.
Like Frasier. Do you guys like Frasier?
Oh,
my fucking dad used to watch that shit. That shit drives me nuts, dude.
But MASH?
Tosso?
MASH. Even worse, dude. We're just going down
the trash worst shows, list, dude. You were forced to watch
Seinfeld was good.
I like Seinfeld. Talk about trash.
Seinfeld was good, dude.
This is the TV episode. Because as far as like movie or video games,
Tetris.
There's really, classic. I guess, not a ton of games. They started stealing animes, huh? Trying to live make them. And then they started taking, I guess they did take games and make movies, but dude, is it easier to do that? Be like, I wonder if they pitch it to him, like, hey, it's like this. And then they're just like, make it more like that. Make it more like Star Wars. Like, it's like Star Wars, but different. They're like, make it more
they tried
like
to
Star
do that Wars. With Mortal Engines. They try to make it like Star Wars, where you're going to fall in love with like vehicles and the mm-hmm. characters. Mm-hmm. But they did what you said to do with Fallout. They shortened it
mm-hmm.
and everybody hated it because it was too short, and they jumped over a bunch of shit. They just kind of introduced characters and they were like, this guy's the father of her. This guy's the father of him.
Mm.
This was their story in the past. They worked together and they ended it. And they're trying to kill each other over this artifact. But it didn't go
I
in
just
like
re-watched
deep
that.
Enough. In it there. Didn't go deep enough into like the characters or who they are, or what they did, or what they had. They didn't get.
I say that's my gripe with freaking.
Was it a what was it before a game?
It was a book.
A book.
Mm-hmm.
So I never read the book. So the show, I thought it was good. I thought it was like a good show, a good movie.
It was, yeah, but they shortened. They made it like
mm-hmm. you can definitely tell where there could be a lot of progression.
Mm-hmm.
See, I was entertained by it. The thing, though, that's the reason I didn't like Fallout, was because I was like, it was so long, and then they didn't tell you anything. I was like, shit, dude, you had all this time, dude, and didn't even fill it in.
I felt like they did a pretty good job telling like, you what was going on.
I guess you could have shortened it into a movie, but I wouldn't have minded it long like that, I guess, in a series, but like...
But they also kind of...
Give me some juice.
It's also like
give
the first
more
season,
shit, dude.
So it's kind of a setup for a large universe where...
Like you can go anywhere with it.
Like, you know they got Radaway now. Radaway stopped you from being, mm-hmm. you know, if you went through a radiation area. They have the heat, the stim packs that save you regardless of what happens to you.
Mm-hmm.
What else did they have?
I don't get, how do bottle caps make sense?
Their currency.
Yeah, their currency. How? I don't get that, though, yeah.
What are they backing?
Like? Show me the caps.
Huh?
It's all one type of cap?
Because they have to find them. So they're like, that's just the currency. I don't know how the bottle caps work, but.
Exactly. That's the only thing that, like, I don't understand.
That'd be tricky
from the past.
Maybe throwing Topo Chico to the tops, dude.
Any caps would be worth it. I think it's because they're money, so you can, or they're metal, so
or
you can melt them down.
Melt them down to bullets, maybe.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm not 100% sure on that. I'm assuming you melt them down for bullets or for whatever you want.
Yeah, that's the only thing I was just like, how does that work?
I will watch the next season.
You go to, like, a cap bank where they give you money. Gold.
I don't know how that works because, like,
the liquid one, mercury.
Like, when he goes to fix some, like, that little piece on his machine, and the lady's like, five caps or whatever, and he has four caps, and he's like, would you do it for four? And she's like, no. And then he goes, sells a tooth or whatever, and comes back, and then they
fix it in 2 seconds.
Yeah, she goes,
just solders it
off. Yeah. I was like, okay. She has, and he's like, they're all basically, but then he has to go fight, I guess, all those people, which was kind of funny. But that's like also to that guy's character, which is sometimes funny. I find that is like an American thing. Is very common is like having pathetic or bumbling fools, or like one that's super common in movies nowadays is like the interfering kid, where there's like some meddling kid or some kid that thinks they're going to do something cool and then they fuck everything up
mm-hmm.
for like the main character. It's like, but lock them in like timeout, dude, or something. I don't know.
I just recently watched an Italian show. I got through like four episodes maybe, and they were like, it was like a heist show. And it's like
The Italian Job.
No, it's stupid. Like, the main character is supposed to be this handsome dude, but he's not handsome at all. And it's like, how are these beautiful women fall in love with this ugly dude? You know what I mean? So they're still stuck in that fucking 40s era where it's like the ugly leading man can actually pull women.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they're freaking thinking, maybe he's got what the kids call these days, Riz, dude.
Definitely does not have Riz. It was more like sexual harassment.
Oh, shit. Yeah, dude.
It's like, no, you're coming with me, sort of deal. I was just like,
hey, man.
Sheesh, bro.
That's Riz, I think.
Probably in Italy.
Isn't
I guess, like,
Riz
one
is a
thing that
they
have
rat,
in
dude.
Italy, like, there's
have
this.
Have you seen that shit?
I watched
Riz,
the
fuck, let me pull this shit up.
I didn't watch, but I was on a Reddit thing thread where this lady lives in Italy, and she was talking from America. She moved over there, and she was talking about how, like, she was talking to one of her friends, and she had a black eye, an Italian friend. She's, like, talking to her, and she's like, you need to do something about your man. And then her friend cut her off completely. So over there, they have some sort of
what in the
fuck? His name's Rizzo.
Oh, the rat?
Yeah, look at his ass, dude.
What the fuck is that thing?
The guy's got Riz, dude. He's a Rizzle the Rat, baby.
Where's he from?
That's what the chicks call Riz, dude. Just kidding, I don't know if that is, but that's what
Did you Google what is Riz and then that popped up?
No, he's one of the Muppets. Rizzo the Muppet or whatever. The freaking manamana. Manamana. The fucking Muppets, dude. You remember those fucking weird ass shit?
I never watched that shit, dude.
Oh, man, they had weird ass
They
ones,
gave
dude.
Me fucking nightmares, dude. Especially that Elmo.
The rat is crazy looking, dude.
Elmo's not a Muppet.
Isn't he a Muppet?
Nah, he's a Sesame Street. Muppets are more like gangly.
Yeah, dude, Muppets are more like...
So what the fuck's Elmo?
Dirty ass, like... ones that, like, Puppet? The carnies maybe had done.
No, dude.
Here, I'll type up the meaning of Riz, dude. This is probably like parents do. The meaning of Riz.
Let me guess. It is to flirt.
Seduce.
It's similar to the word charisma. The Riz is the word this year, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, that has now changed the meaning. So what does it mean? Riz is short for charisma and simply means the ability to charm or woo a person. Cool. They like the way that I woo.
You don't got the Riz.
You ain't got the Riz.
Maybe, dude, he does have Riz then, that Italian guy.
Sebulba?
Oh, Sebulba. He's got Riz, dude.
Yeah. Who's Sebulba?
Oh, Sebulba is
off of what Google is he, a pod racer, dude?
He looks like, is he the four-armed like the freaking guy?
Sebulba's got like he looks like Rizzo.
He's got the limp nose.
Yeah. Doesn't he die? Doesn't he crash in his freaking pod racer or some shit?
No, he doesn't race.
Who's the evil guy that races? That's like trying to kill everybody, and then he ends up dying. Like right at the finish line. Doesn't he die right at the finish line or some shit? Like his pod racer explodes.
Let's see, Boba. What's up, bud, dude? Showing all of his ship. I thought that was him, dude.
Sebulba?
Ship, dude.
Sebula.
Yeah, look at him. He's showing all of his stuff,
Let
dude.
Me see a photo of him, dude. I'll remember him.
LBA.
Oh, yeah, he dies, dude. He's a pod racer.
That's what it said, dude. He's like holding his little goggles, dude. Sebulba.
Yeah, he dies right at the very end of the pod.
He like walks with his hands and shit. Would you guys be ready for that, dude? Are you like everyone's talking about
aliens,
or just the intermingling of like planets?
Fuck yeah, dude! I'd love to find me an alien fucking friend.
Cause it'd be weird, like essentially all of a sudden, like aliens start landing and they're like, "Yeah, you guys are part of the council, dude." They said since you've used nuclear wars, you're ready for the next stage in life forms. That'd be crazy. That'd be cool, dude. It'd be like Star Trek, I guess. That'd be cool.
And they were like, hey, we're doing free trips to space. You get to go on top of, you get to go in a space shuttle and shit, and you get to view everything up there. It's all you can eat buffet.
Oh, you had lost me at buffet, dude. I'm not going to be no bug. And they're like, I'll chopping you up, dude.
Dude, yeah. It's an all you can eat buffet, and you're invited is the primary dish.
I probably wouldn't do either of them. I'm like, oh, man.
You wouldn't go up?
I don't think I would.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't even know if I would go up now, even if they're, like, practicing the new space elevator or some shit. Have you seen the way that Elon Musk wants to do SpaceX?
Mm-mm.
So they're showing how it works. I'd seen a little video where it takes off, and it shoots up with the rocket, and then it shoots that rocket off, and then it pushes that spaceship to get out of the space atmosphere. And then there's a second rocket that's going that will attach to it again. They'll give it boost and push it over to Mars. But the one leaving Mars, I guess, because it's so low atmosphere, they can just poof and glide over to where Earth's atmosphere will start pulling it in. And it'll just come in and land, which they say they can make the round trip. Dude, that is just, for me, too many variables, dude. Not worth it. I'm just like, dude, that's
What do you
crazy.
Mean too many variables?
Dude, have you seen how they're trying to get you to not fly on planes now where, like, the Boeings are falling apart and, like, the taped wings are falling apart and shit? Dude.
I'm going on an airplane soon.
That's what they try and tell you about the freaking...
Wish me luck, boys.
Going on the jet plane.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they try and tell you about the...
Watto.
Space Olympic,
name.
Or the Watto, space shuttle.
Okay.
Watto, okay. Watto.
I can't believe you got the other guy's name right, dude.
That was pretty good.
The one that gets blown up?
Well, they say the space shuttle's so thin you could, like, punch a hole through it. So it's like...
That's like sheetrock, dude. No, sheetrock's so thin you could punch a hole through it.
No, the landing.
Punch a hole through that wall right there.
Fucking...
Tell me how much that hurts, dude.
Hopefully you punch it in the right spot.
You could, I bet you punch it right here, and that won't be a 2x4.
Fucking land that shit on the moon, dude. Tell me you're fucking feeling good, dude.
Dude, there's a lot smarter people than the three of us here.
So maybe. They say, dude.
What do you mean, so they say?
You're a pretty smart guy, dude. Don't give yourself credit.
I know about carpal tunnel and shit.
Yeah, dude. See, dude, you were dropping knowledge, dude.
I know, but I'm saying smarter than us combined, there's people. Like, I'm pretty clever.
Like, but I didn't cut a guy's hand open.
Yeah, but I didn't cut it open with a razor blade.
But you could have. If you opened it up and there's like this little hole right there and you're like, "What? My name is Carpal. I'm going to name this Carpal's Tunnel." They just fucking get to be the first one to see it. They named it, dude. Probably don't even fully.
So you're telling me there was a guy named Vagina.
Probably. Vagina.
And he's like, "I'm going to name this."
It was the
like
first
he found
name.
It, huh?
Like he found it? God. What is this?
It would have to be. Because, what is it, the only organ or the only thing to name itself is the brain?
Yep.
Like the brain.
It's like and the brain. Heart, dude.
You come up because you feel it from the heart, yeah. Dude. Yeah, your heart comes like, from the heart, dude. The heart's like, me too, dude. And the brain's like, yeah, dude.
I feel it, brother.
Yeah, it's Pinky and the brain.
What are we doing today, Pinky?
Yeah. That's a fucking 10 out of 10 fucking TV show.
That is a good one. Dude, what's the monster one?
Animaniacs or some shit?
Which one?
The one where he's like holding his eyeballs in his hand?
Rugrats.
Is it Rugrats? Or it's...
Real Monsters.
Real Monsters.
Is it Real Monsters? Yeah, that shit... Dude, we watched Wild That Shit growing up, dude. Mm-hmm.
That's why we're fucking crazy. I think Hey Arthur. Hey Arthur was good.
That was a wild one.
Yeah, that was kind of wild.
Fucking punch his little sister.
The kids that don't go down that YouTube rabbit hole where they're watching like Spider-Man Elsagate, dude... What are they watching now? I always see, like, a will show, like, number one shows, you know, and, like,
dude,
Netflix.
Kids are getting smarter.
Dude, the second or third one's, like, always a kid one. It's, like, Paw Patrol or some fucking kid thing. I'm, like...
That's usually for, like, really young.
Well, they even have shows for little babies, dude. Yeah. Like, Miss Rachel. Have you heard about her?
Mm-hmm. Thought, dude. Fucking gangster, dude.
But she's, like, teaching them all sorts of shit. She's little like, tiny children.
Teaching them how to wire freaking, like...
Make fertilizer
circuit
bombs
boards
and
shit. Yeah. Weld a bulldozer, dude.
That'd be so funny. Yeah, little killdozers out in the fucking sand. Dude, there's like, you're like, dude, these kids are solid.
That'd be so funny. They have one of those like little Jeeps in their front yard and he's like putting cardboard on it. And you're like, dude, what are you doing out there, Jimmy?
I'm making me a kill Jeep. Fighting the establishment.
Yeah, Dad.
It's just like the monastery school, dude, where they can take on any type of little craft they're feeling, dude. Oh, they're just coming in. Their big wheels are all fucking turned into little tiny killdozers and shit.
Dude, it's like, we're going to need more Elmer's glue. Yeah, why do you need so much Elmer's glue?
Whatever, they're probably like using a bunch of Q-bond and shit, dude, or some weird-ass stuff.
Yeah, what is that, PVC pipe bonder?
Yeah, sharpening, they had PVC and shit is like spikes. That would still kind of fuck you up, dude. It'd be like Toy Soldiers when the movie Toy Soldiers are making all these weird-ass weapons.
Small soldiers,
yeah. It'd be like
dude, with the Gorgons.
Gorgonites.
That's a funny movie where the good toys are actually the bad toys and the bad toys are the good toys. Because you're like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, they're like invading that like city and like totally wiping them out. Even though like these angry.
Bringing democracy.
Yeah, dude. It's like a slight propaganda one similar to like the freaking Starship Troopers. Where they're like, we need to go liberate these bugs and shit like that.
Chip Hazard was a badass though.
Chip Hazard?
Mm-hmm.
Which one was that?
What's his name? Tommy Lee Jones. Right?
Was he the bad guy?
The main guy? He's the guy that looked like, what's his bucket from Avatar, right? The main guy?
Exactly like him.
Let me see. Pull him up. Chip Hazard.
It's funny, dude.
Oh, yep. Yeah, that's him.
Yep.
They got all the Barbies on their side, dude. They
need to remake that one. Funny, dude.
But yeah, they do need to remake that show.
That was pretty good how they did that.
I don't think anybody would really watch it, though. Do you think so?
Oh, yeah. It'd be, like, they can...
It's a cult classic.
That's the thing, though. That's the thing, like, since we watched it, right, and now we're having kids, we'll take our kids to those movies.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's like, let's go watch the fucking new remake of Small Soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of shit.
To go, because that's how I feel like they try and do with a lot of those things, too, because it really, it's advertised smart. To the it people works. That had watched it.
This was, have they remade the Ninja Turtles? They have, huh?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Gay, dude. It's
pretty good.
Multiple times.
Just saved it till I got ready for it.
They're actually making some cool stuff.
That's the other part, too, about that shit. I'd be watching those things and be like, oh, it's going to be stupid. But then again, dude, I watched it as a kid. That shit's marketed for kids. So I'm like, yeah, this shit looks stupid because it's a kid's movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, it might be cool, but yeah, it'd be kind of 50-50, you know? So I'm like, I guess since we gave you a shitload of recommendations via TV show, what else you guys got going on besides fucking TVs and shit, dude?
Looks like there's going to be a new Blade coming out.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Who's going to be Blade? Somebody cool, hopefully.
They're going with the White Blade this time.
Oh, fuck.
Just
kidding. That'd be so fucking corny, dude. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, everybody shut the fuck up.
I think it's Steven Seagal or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that'd be fucking funny. No, they'd probably end up using freaking...
What's his bucket?
Thor.
No. The guy everybody hates in every movie, but they still watch it.
Which one?
White dude.
Ben Affleck?
No, he plays...
Jared Leto.
No, come on, guys, here. It looks like it's going to be the same guy who played in 1998.
Wesley Snipes?
Wesley Snipes. Dude.
Oh, wait, no, that's just a preview of Wesley Snipes.
Probably like Michael B. Jordan or some shit.
That's what I was thinking. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. I think it'll be Wesley Snipes, dude.
I think he'd do a good job. He gets fucking ripped, dude.
I know, pretty fairly athletic and, like, do that shit. Like, actually, because even Wesley Snipes...
Treasury movie.
Martial art background.
Treasury movie.
Nicolas Cage?
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, there you go.
Bruh.
That would be so funny, bro.
Or like Robert Downey Jr. and shit. He's like playing the Tropic Thunder character as like Blade
yeah.
and shit.
Oh my god, that'd be great.
He's like, you need to back up. First, slash your vampire head screen off. That'd be fucking
Text
funny.
Text it back, boy.
That would be actually kind of funny. I guess you guys doing anything cool outside of the house? It's a lot of good stuff to watch on TV, but you know. Anything else going on? We're trying to
get
do
out.
Hunting license and shit.
Yeah, gonna try to go swing some lead at some deer this year.
What about gardening?
Dude, always raising gardens. I'm trying to get fucking swole, dude. Yet? Got a couple.
Is it like seeded good. Time or you should we be at like planted time?
Planted time right now,
already,
baby.
Already planted.
I've already tilled the ground.
They should
I've
already be
fertilized it.
The seeds in or planted?
I've seeded it.
Nice.
I've laid my seed down into the ground.
He's like a freaking crawdad, dude. Just seed,
yep.
Salt in the eggs.
Salt in the earth, dude.
Nice. No, you don't put the salt in there, huh?
You don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. You put it on it.
It'd fuck it up. Do you do like any grounding stuff?
I don't know what that means. You mean with rods?
Yeah.
I was looking at that shit. I don't know what that means, dude.
I've seen people, they say that you can essentially harvest energy to them and stuff like that, and it helps plants grow. I don't know about that, but... I know about, like, people seeing, like, they lay the plastic thing down, and then they pop that shit, or then the plant will come out of it and just kind of suffocates everything else so the weeds aren't
I think
so
it's
crazy.
Illegal to put plastic down and then pop holes in it.
Why? They're like, oh, they that plastic, after
you.
Making that plastic. Like, or
oh,
it's
I
like
thought
a
you
black...
were talking about a freaking condom.
Oh, in there. They...
Never mind.
No,
that's
if you,
not illegal.
If you
it's not
them...
illegal.
How are they going to catch you, dude? It's like 9 months later.
True.
Unless you're both in on the story.
I think there's a, what is it, the limit of application? Or what is it called?
Oh, statute of limitations?
Yeah, statute of limitations.
I don't know.
Limit of application, sir.
Limit of
application.
Yeah,
I
have a limited
four times. We told you four times. You are not qualified to be a sperm donor.
Dude, I don't know.
We don't know why you keep coming in here.
Look at, like, Trump, dude. Trump had to pay money to a lady who, like, what, 12 to, like, 20 years ago said that he had came into a store, and then they just had, like, sex in some random store's, like, changing room, and then he left and everything. And so when she brought it up, that's what she was, like, traumatized by. But the courts found that she was lying and all that stuff actually never happened and all that kind of stuff was false. But they did find that after going through that whole – that from that period of time till the trial and having to go through the trial, that she did have emotional damages from it. So they wasn't going to have to pay the original, like, 30-something
fake
million.
Story?
Yeah, so he had to pay 200 something million because it was actually worse than him actually sexually assaulting her. She had emotional damages from going through a fake essentially trial.
Wow.
And shit like that. So
soft, dude.
Don't matter
soft.
Who
what?
Don't
soft.
Matter who you are, you can still get fucking
it's a soft world.
Hey, depending on who the judge is, dude, they're like look at the Alex Jones one, dude. They like ran him through the thing, dude, cuz like supposedly they're almost like things that they say, quote unquote. His was supposed to be the Sandy Hook thing or whatever, but it came down into when it came to the civil court, it was about what was it? Any form of or his quotings of misinformation or whatever stemmed from when he got like censored or whatever. So they tried going down all the list of stuff.
But it was more from the people complaining to the kids' parents, right? Like them bugging them,
kind of,
and like their emotional damages.
Yeah, emotional damage. It was, but then like with his thing, they kept trying to say stuff like you were making up shit about the Clintons, you know, and stuff like that. And he's like, what about, like, how they have that, like, the Clintons' involvement with Jeffrey Epstein or whatever? And everyone's like, whoa, you know, and all that. But I don't know. It's just weird because it's not necessarily a banana republic, but it's wild, too, dude. So that you might want to just get them both. If you just get the girl in there and you're like, oh, hey. So I got, like, she's like, you got protection? He's like, one's with holes in it. And she's like, looks at you like, wink, wink. And then you wink, wink back. And you both know you're going to try it out with the holes in it.
That's wild.
Maybe you're both, you know, at a certain age and you're like, fuck it, dude. I'm ready for some kids, dude. And you're both like, fuck it.
He made me do it.
Yeah. Or you're both like, oopsie, it happened, dude. Now we're all of a sudden knocked up, dude. Because, hey.
You know what I think?
That's not a bad way.
People are fucking crazy, and that's just what will happen.
Yeah, it's just the world we live in nowadays. Everybody's soft. Mm. Here come the hard times. Hopefully y'all have your Second Amendment rights in order.
Yeah, don't let that
What is that, the right to not say anything? The right to keep silent? No, or is that number First Amendment?
The right to make silent.
That's the Fifth, but that's a different thing. But Second Amendment? Mm.
The right to freedom of speech?
Yeah, that's number one.
Is it the freedom to own land?
Yeah, it definitely allows you to protect that land. That's for sure, dude.
Oh, okay.
But they're all good. What do they say? The second one's there to protect the First Amendment or whatever. So, I don't know. It is an interesting one, but at the same time, yeah, dude, having a garden, being able to actually go out and mess around with stuff, dude, and being outside a little bit is probably good, dude.
It's really good.
Because, you know.
Good for who?
They're messing with around. I think it's good for everybody,
people,
dude.
People with guns, because then it's like, souls, thanks for dude. The fucking garden, buddy.
Yeah, they're like, thanks for growing all this shit, dude.
Right? You just walk up. Yeah, it looks like a good watermelon.
Thank you. Come again.
Or did you just do like that? The people, have you seen, there's like these bunch of like little Palestinian flags that were there putting like around Israel and stuff, and like a guy went over and kicked them over, was trying to kick them over, it fucking explodes. Like,
really?
Yeah, they're putting little bombs over there, dude.
Damn.
So, like, dude, it could be, like, one of those, dude.
It's a trap.
It's fucking bullshit. That's what it is. It's crazy, dude, right now, all these fucking people, dude. All these people that right now, dude, in the Matrix, dude, whatever Matrix you're playing, dude, you guys need to fucking...
settle your shit down.
Yeah, dude, restart, dude. Fucking restart, dude. What do they
Calm
say?
Your ass.
Go back to the start point, dude.
I'm going
to
leave everybody with this.
This shit's a little rough.
Just try to look out for everyone, man. Everybody's having a rough day.
What do you want to leave them with? I know we recommended a bunch of people with fucking TV
I'm
shows.
I recommend everybody to get a haircut.
Dude, save money on not getting haircuts, dude.
I actually do need. I'm going to shave my head.
I'm going to shave all my face, dude. No hair on my face.
Even your
eyebrows, eyelashes.
That'd be sick.
You know what? I'm going to do it with you, dude.
Dune has left an impression
on me. It'll
make
me physically sick looking at you, dude. Like that.
Exactly, dude.
I want to, at the end of the world, I want to be able to look at Brian and yell, witness me.
Well, you spray yourself in the mouth with fucking silver paint.
Yep.
Oh, there you go. That wouldn't be too
bad. That silver paint or was it like a drug?
Silver iodide turns in like blue.
Because I mean like...
okay.
People have paint and shit, right? So it's probably like something like that.
Okay.
I'm going to recommend panning for gold, dude. Go out there and pan for some. Send people out there, dude. Have you ever done it? Never done it, dude.
Just
never
get out there and do it.
That'd be cool. I took Brick's advice and I went to my local lake.
Yeah.
And found some gold. Holy shit.
I did watch a video of a guy doing that, though. He like went and got a vacuum and sucked up all the freaking dirt that was around like a gold little place in New York City, like the gold district or whatever, like a handful of stores. And then he did that. He like panned all the dust and he found
in between
gold.
The cracks and shit, huh?
Oh yeah, he found like little, the street. He found cracks? Little like gems, dude. Just yeah. He started doing that everywhere though. He started finding all kinds of little things like that just around because
fucking
people,
tracks goes out there and just shit. Throws diamonds out in front of his shop.
Pretty dope.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good way to bring it. He's like, look at him all scrounging. Look at him. Mm-hmm. Look at you, fucking rat bastards.
They're all fake,
dude. He's literally gone out there with a handful of like old gems that cracked diamonds and shit, and he's just like, and these ones. On the fucking ground and just threw him right in front of his shop.
That would be an interesting lifestyle.
He does that shit all the time. Have you ever watched any of it? That's what I'll leave people with. I'm not getting any money from him, but his Instagram.
You're not,
dude? No.
What?
But his Instagram is Tracks NYC.
Tracks NYC.
And he like gives out money all the time, dude. He's the guy that like throws a gold, like a 1 ounce gold bar into a fountain and goes, it's on the corner of this street and that in New York. Come get it.
I've seen that guy, yeah.
And he gives people cool. money. He's like, hey, you want a 1 ounce bar? And they're like, no. He's like, all right, it's your loss.
I've seen that shit. Yeah, 100 bucks or 1 ounce bar? They're like, 100 bucks. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, you just gave up 900 and, like, what? 900? No, $1,900?
Oh. Yeah, one of them, remember, one was like a 10 ounce bar or some shit? Mm-hmm. I was like, that was crazy, dude.
Well, he had a whole bar.
What
am
I going to do with that?
And he had like a silver bar too, walking around with silver, mm-hmm. trying to hand it to people. And it's like, yeah, you wouldn't want this, right? Because, I mean, it's like heavy. What are you going to do with it? And they're like, no, I'll take the dollar.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, he's cool. He also does.
That
is
so crazy to me, dude. People blow my mind.
He also does giveaways too on his thing. So I don't know. They're kind of fun. I don't really comment on anybody's shit. I just kind of look at stuff. But on his stuff, I've actually posted comments because he goes first person to.
Guess the amount
that I'm holding in my hand.
I always
in dollars.
See your comment, and you're like 421. I'll always put like 420 just underneath.
Yeah,
price is right. Closest one.
Oh yeah, getting the close. Yeah,
yeah. Brian always gets it closer, but it's that'd pretty fun. Funny. And then I guess the way he does it, he just like scrolls through his thing. He did it live once, and he's like, and he's like, I'm looking for 31, and he sees a guy with 31 and posts it on there. And he goes, pins their thing, and he goes, whoever this guy is, just won a necklace or whatever the fuck he's giving away.
Damn, that's badass, dude.
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. So that's what I'll leave the people with. Get on that.
Damn, there you go.
It's fun stuff. You can look at jewelry and shit. Who knows?
I wasn't going to recommend this, but it made me kind of think of that kind of stuff. Because the one thing I've found that's helpful, dude, with that kind of shit, especially with, I wasn't really joking about pan of gold, but, dude, what you could do is anytime you want to do those kind of things, dude, you can try Googling that shit and then just put scam behind it. And you'll be surprised, dude, if you see people, how people are scamming you or trying to learn how to scam you, dude, on certain bullshit. Or if you're just searching, like, scams, you'll see funny people that are, like, that one guy that will pull up scam artists when they're calling you and stuff. I think way more people, dude, if they start realizing how people get scammed, they're going to start looking at stuff a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily it's going to make you conspiratorial mindset, but if you start seeing where people are like, hold on a second, let me look at this again, with common shit that you already know, it's like an easy bridge because all of a sudden I think it's a good way to be more critical thinking. Because, dude, that kind of shit would be fucking, like with the gold and shit, that's fucking mind-blowing to me, dude.
He also talk about people making fake Instagram accounts of him asking for money. And he says, hey, I will never ask anybody for money. So if another account like my name is asking you for money, don't give it to me because people are coming up with scams.
That shit obviously works, right? Because it happens a lot.
Yep.
Yeah, he even does it with the necklaces and shit, which is kind of interesting, where it's like it looks like it's bigger too, but it's like, dude, that is one that's kind of interesting too. And I would fail on some of those where we're messing around with, like, when they're saying, you know, how much is that? Like, maybe if it's guessing weight, ounces to grams, all that shit, that'd be a little tricky, but that shit's good to know, dude.
Well, there was one where you had to guess how many necklaces he had in his hand.
Yeah.
It was 31 necklaces or something.
Oh, well. Hey, dude, I think you got to look at good scams, too, because I'll say, like, as a local scam here in our city, dude, there's a group of people. What they've been doing is going to grocery stores, and what they'll do is they'll go through the line U-scanning, where you're scanning your shelf.
Self-checkout.
The self-checkout. They go through that scanning, and then they go through, and they'll buy maybe, like, a can of snus, dude, and then, or maybe they don't do that because it's easy. They just buy some gum, and then they do cash to withdrawal, and they get like $50 cash back or $100 cash back or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they come back through the line, and what they do is they go back through the line, and then they buy the same gum, and then when they go through it and the person gives them the thing, they'll hand them the receipt and be like, hey, you didn't give me my $50 or whatever, my $100. And then the cash register will be like, oh shit, you did ask for that. And then they pull it out. But sometimes what they can do is sometimes they'll look at numbers and be like, hey, that's not me or my name. But most of the time they just look at transaction today. Okay, it was today.
Yeah.
And they go. And so there's been a handful of people doing that kind of shit. Watch, dude. They're going to kick us out, dude. They're going to.
You can just check the time, right? Like.
Yeah, I know. This was like an hour
8 minutes ago.
You just walk right over there. Be like, what are you, a cop? Grab it, run off. Hey, well, they're getting away with it, dude. It's like the freaking Cadillac converter crews, dude. They're just like. What we need to do is have more of is like when you've seen the squatters. Have you seen the squatter squad? They're pretty funny, dude. They're just busting people's house and be like throwing people's shit on the ground, dude. It's funny as shit, dude. Squatter
That's
squad.
That's one thing that, like, you know, everybody talked about, right? That it wasn't there before where it's like squatters. Oh my gosh, we hate squatters. I wish somebody would do something about it. And now there's a squatter squad. I was thinking about that because, like, you're talking about, oh, I can't find what small game I can hunt. If you find something that you can't find online, like on YouTube or something, if you make that shit, people will be
Want to see it.
Yeah.
Right. I was thinking about that too, because it's funny to get hooked into a lot of like trying to make content on YouTube mm-hmm. because yeah, the shit that I always go for is that shit. How do I do this? How would I know yeah. how to do this? And shit.
So why
and
not make like, it?
Yeah, especially if you know that part too, which is kind of interesting.
I wanted to do that, but with cars. Like, I'm not smart with cars, but I have the tools to help me figure out how to fix cars that most people don't. Like, for instance, one of the things my buddy was talking about is. On a lot of cars, if your window regulator, if you like roll up your window and it kind of hits up and it comes back down, a lot of people have issues with that and they're trying to reset their, you can reset your window regulator by pushing a certain pattern inside the thing, like up, up, down, down, up, ooh, up, and hey, it'll reset the regulator. Finger,
ladies,
yeah, yeah, yeah. That motion, and dude. A lot of cars, regulator. All cars come with it in their little user manual, like what your password is or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But then there's some that no matter what you do, it'll say, if it doesn't work, go to your local dealer and they'll fix it for you because you need to have a certain like thing in there. But what they don't tell you is that you can fix it at your house. There's just a different manufacturer code that you punch in basically doing the same fucking thing, but also with your key. So you like turn your car on, do it, turn your car off, turn your car back on, do it. You know what I mean?
You're not asking the right questions, but so, like, it's not our fault.
Because my buddy, he's like, I was looking online on like YouTube how to fix a Honda's windows, and there's nowhere on YouTube that explains how to fix it. The only thing is the user manual that everybody else has, and he's like, I tried it and it didn't work, so but we have the access to do it. So he's like, so I searched through the data and he's like, I found the other password that allows you to do it, which is something that nobody else knows about. And he goes, if I was to make a YouTube video about how to fix it using the same password, he's like, nobody else knows. He's like, I was looking through forums how to fix this thing, and nobody knew. Everybody
so
was like.
So did he make one or no?
No, he didn't. He's not very into it, but.
Just do it, dude.
It was just funny. It was there like a bunch of little things like that.
Find it.
Stupid little things that you could do to fix cars or something. I was thinking about doing it.
Okay. I like that shit. What about you? What are you gonna, what do you got to give the people, dude?
That's what I give everybody, dude. Find something that you can't find and make it.
Like custom?
Mm-hmm. Custom gun stocks.
Custom really freaking anything. Arm stocks. Mm-hmm. Custom leg stocks for your third leg.
That's true. We almost come too complacent, dude. Mm-hmm. Miss all the random inventions, dude. I'm not saying to jump off the Empire State Building trying to make a flying suit, but I mean, dude, if you can make a cool flying suit, dude, fucking try it out, dude.
Why not?
I like it, dude. I like that shit. Yeah, spring's about us, dude, you know. People are going to be mowing lawns, drinking, and then crushing it up, and you'll drink it as juice here. But at the Lost Minds Podcast, we love you for it, because you can also drink coffee, and you can do it through the Coffee Baron Coffee and use the link Lost Minds Coffee, or Lost Minds, and bam, you'll be drinking whatever the hell you want. You can also go to Amazon, buy some shirts, dude, and freaking, yeah. As always, dude, we love you guys for listening to us banter about this, that, and the other, but hopefully you got some rabbit holes and shit like that about fucking.
About fucking.
And
about fucking.
TV shows and whatnot, so.
See you on the next one.
Hey, unless they look back, dude, if you don't know what part we're talking about that's fucking, then you fucking better listen to this thing again, dude.
Double take. Listen to it in reverse.
Over and over,
it's
dude.
Nothing two but devil
speed,
saying.
Dude. Half speed.
What do you mean?